There was some talk earlier about you possibly recording an album there. Are you ever going to record an album in the United States?
Well, if the price comes down, we might.
What's the matter with the price?
Oh, I don't know. When we went there, I forget what it was, but it was some ridiculous price they wanted us to pay to record. I don't know if it was them or it was the people who wanted the royalties or something. But it was about, it's about 1,000 times what we pay in England, you know, and we just thought, forget it, you know, Memphis sound or not, we'll get the London sound. It's easier and cheaper.
Let me ask you one more thing, and I know you must be concerned about the rumors, Paul, that were going around about the marriage. There was quite a bit of rumor about it supposedly happening here in Seattle. What can you say about it?
I can say I'm not concerned in the least, man, really. I mean, I've never been so unconcerned, because this is about the third year I've had this one. The first year I used to try and put people straight and say, I'm not married, you know, and all that business, but now, I mean, I just forget it, you know. I don't care if people think I'm like, you know, I've got 10 wives and divorced them all, you know. I'm not married.
What I was referring to was Seattle, here specifically. There had been a very definite rumor about it happening tonight. We had had reports that Jane was flying in and a honeymoon suite was rented and everything, and I guess they were very grossly exaggerated. Did you hear anything about it prior to coming?
I mean, how can you exaggerate something that is never there? It's just not even there to be exaggerated on. It was just made up completely, but that's an occupational hazard with us. People just make things up about us.
George Harrison.
George, I don't know if you'll remember it, but I'm one of the disc jockeys that called you last year on your birthday.
Did you?
In London, and you were in a recording session. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was not last year, was it?
This year, I'm sorry, in February this year.
Yeah, that's right, hello.
You were in a recording session, and you couldn't hear us, and the connection was bad, and...
Yeah, that's right. Usually is at a recording session. What connections?
What were you recording in that session?
Oh, I've no idea at all. It must have been Revolver.
Was it Revolver?
No, not Revolver. It must have been Rubber Soul, was it? I don't know.
Probably yesterday and today.
Well, yesterday and today wasn't. We never actually recorded that.
Just a combination of singles.
This is Rubber Soul, Revolver, and all the old ones stuck together on an album.
Still have the supermarket?
Well, we don't have it. I don't have it. Some fella's got it.
You own it, though, right?
Well, we bought it, but it's this other fellow who's running it, and sort of it's for him, you know. It's nothing to do with us, really.
It's always nice to talk to a fellow Pisces. My birthday's February 26th, the day after yours, and it's, often wondered if the same things will happen to me, you know, that have happened to you in your lifetime. Did you ever believe 6 years ago, that this was going to happen this way?
No, I never, just never thought about it. You know, we never expected anything, really. And so, it just happened.
How much writing are you doing now? I notice you have a couple of cuts on the Revolver album. Are you devoting a little more time to your writing?
Not really, no. I'd like to write more, but I probably won't do any more writing until we need another album, and then I'll start writing then. But I may write more after this tour, I don't know, it depends. But you don't get round to picking up your guitar once you're off stage when you're on a tour, because it's traveling. Now, there's not much time to sit and relax, so you don't tend to write many songs touring.
Ideas for songs must come at like 3 a.m. or driving down the street in a car or something. What do you do if you get an idea? I mean, if you don't have your guitar right with you at all times, you stop, write it down?
In my head. You can't write it down, really, unless you're a musician and you can write down the music notation. But you just keep it in your head. I've got a tape recorder in the car as well, so you can sort of sing onto that and then work on it when you go home.
Ringo, Yellow Submarine, who does the voices in the background, sir?
Which voices, sir?
The voices of, you know,
John and Paul are the other voices besides me. All the singing is all of us. I mean, all the, you know, the happy and your...
Right. I'm talking about the voices, you know, full speed ahead. Yeah.
That's John and Paul.
They're doing it all?
Myself, yes.
And yourself?
Yes.
Is that the most fun song you've sung as a Beatle?
Yeah, it was great, you know.
You think so?
It's strictly fun, yeah. I think it's the funniest one I've ever made. Well, it's up to you.
what do you do with your leisure time when you have it, if and when?
Well, we only have it in Britain, really. But on tour, you're talking about this tour or when I'm home?
No, when you're home and when you have an hour's free time with nothing to do.
An hour's free time? You can't do... Well, I just sit around, play records, watch TV, do anything, walk in the garden, you know, feed the dogs. I just do anything, read the papers, you know.
Do you read very much?
Well, it depends. I'll do it in phases, you know. I'll have a phase for about 3 months where I won't stop. Then I'll lose a book. And then I'll, you know, just stop like that for a couple of months and then start again. It's just up and down like that. It's never steady, never constant, you know.
Have you found the fans on this tour to be less responsive than ever before on the previous two American tours?
No. The only place they've ever... There's less responses at airports and places like that. Because, well, I hope, because they're wise enough, you know, because they never see us at airports or outside of places anymore. Because the police is... Because they used to all be there, the police are so busy getting us in. And they're still getting us in now, and people aren't there, really, you know. There's never that many.
Let me ask you about...
It's just because they've wised up, actually, that bit, and I think it's great.
Let me ask you about the incident in the Philippines.
Yeah?
If I may. What happened?
You can ask me what you like. Well, I don't know, you know. That's still a mystery to me. Just that we never heard... You know, we had an invitation to go to this luncheon or something, and we didn't hear about it. And everybody else arrived, and there was a TV station there filming everything, which they shouldn't have been doing anyway, so that was like a cheat. And, you know, then they just showed a half-hour show of everyone waiting around, and we didn't arrive, so, you know, we looked terrible. You know, it did look terrible, the show, but it was nothing to do with us. We didn't know anything about it. Then we got to the airport, and people started shouting and pushing us around, you know. And I didn't get kicked or anything like I read in a paper. I just got pushed around with everyone else. Alf is the only one who really, he's our road manager, who really got injured, you know, he had a bad back and everything.
John Lennon.
I've read both of your books. Are you planning on doing something else in the near future?
Well, I am writing, so I suppose I'll make it into a book.
Regards to songwriting, have you ever attempted to, or would you attempt to write anything on your own without Paul or with another writer?
Well, I've written many things without Paul before, you know, for years. We've always written together and separately.
What about with, say, another writer?
Another writer I don't need, you know. Well, George, maybe, I'd write with him.
What do you do when you get an idea for a song? If you're driving down the street, you don't have your guitar with you at all times, or...
If I'm driving down the street, I can't afford to have ideas for songs. I've got to concentrate on driving. Do you mean if it comes... Right. Like sometimes they come on the way home from somewhere or something... So I just sort of try and keep the bit in my head all the way home while people are talking. I'm going, diddly, trying to remember it.
I guess the most asked question of you on this tour had to be the Datebook magazine quote. I'm not going to go into that because I know you've heard plenty about it.
It's not that I've heard plenty, you know. There's only a few answers or reasons I can give, and I've given them so many times. And
I think it's a shame that you were quoted out of context like you were, and the idea wasn't presented as you had said it. I read the article myself about 7 times, and it makes sense when you read the article.
It does a bit more, you know. Even I doubted how much sense the whole article meant, because I'd forgotten it was that unimportant, you know. It had been and gone, so I had to reread the whole article to make sure I wasn't, you know, I hadn't said anything I didn't mean, you know, properly. I mean, that I'd got lost.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back home?
Probably, I might kiss the wife when I get in.